Most of the Midwest today is expecting to see a drying tendency to occur after the storms of last night occurred significantly from northeastern Nebraska through the middle four-fifths of Iowa into portions of Illinois. The precipitation diminished as it moved further to the east in Indiana and Michigan and parts of Ohio. But we did see showers and thunderstorms in many of those areas, and that may be the last of it for a little while. We are expecting to see a drier tendency occur, and it's also going to trend a little bit cooler across the Midwest as well. We'll continue to monitor this rather closely, but there's no reason for great concern here. Actually, we will conserve soil moisture for a while here, and we'll also expect crop development maybe to slow down just a tad bit. It'll give the crops a chance to rest a little while. If you recall, temperatures here recently have stayed above 70 degrees at night for a little while, so this cool off coming up will really give the crop a nice little amount of rest before we start going back into some more warmer weather. The temperatures will cool to the upper 50s and 60s in the uppermost Midwest here today. This will include the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. The rest of the Midwest will still be relatively warm, a lot of 70 and 80 degree temperatures expected, but as we move on forward into the day tomorrow and on into Thursday, we'll see some of that cooler air expand across the heart of the Midwest. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 60s and 70s across the northern two-thirds of the region, while a few 80s occur still in the far southernmost and extreme easternmost parts of the region. We'll expect all the temperatures in the Midwest on Thursday to be mostly running in the 70s across the region, and a strong warming trend will begin to occur after that, and it'll start off in the plains and become rather significant in some areas. From Texas to Montana, we'll see temperatures getting up into the upper 80s and 90s by the weekend, and temperatures over 100 degrees will be possible once again out that way. The Midwest will probably not get quite so warm, but they will see a warmer tendency. We'll expect most of the region to encounter temperatures back into the 80s and lower 90s as we get into the weekend coming up. Some areas in the west will warm quicker than that, and we will see some temperatures in the middle 90s possible near and west of the Missouri River, and we'll expect that to occur again as we get into the weekend. Now, the heat is not going to be able to get much more expansive than that, simply because of all the moisture that's in the ground and on the ground in the western Corn Belt and plains. There's going to be a tremendous amount of feedback and moisture into the atmosphere as we heat it up, and that's going to destabilize the atmosphere and make a little bit of shower activity occur across portions of the region as we get into this warmer period coming up. Now, most of the showers that pop up will be brief and light, and they'll probably be focused more on the western Corn Belt and the Great Plains than in the eastern Midwest. Today's forecast continues to suggest that the southwestern Corn Belt has the highest potential for drying down over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, along with maybe a small part of the northern U.S. Delta. Keep in mind that these areas are saturated today, wet enough that certainly a week to 10 days of drying might actually be beneficial for some of the region. And we're not in any kind of a mood here to be concerned about the drying tendency, at least not in the first half of July. Timely rain will be important in the second half of the month. Most of the forecast model data suggests that we will still see some timely rain, although it may still be a little lighter than usual in the southwest.